From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An American citizen who fled the United States and joined the Islamic State before claiming to have undergone a change of heart is back in the country to face terror charges. Mohammed Jamal Kawais was escorted into a federal courtroom in Alexandria, Virginia. Kawais told Kurdistan TV he went to the Middle East because of a girl, but ended up with IS and didn't like what he encountered.
I didn't really support their ideology, and that's when I decided I needed to escape.
26-year-old first made headlines when he was detained by the Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq in March, becoming one of just a handful of American IS to be captured in the battlefield. Israeli security forces have arrested a third suspect in Wednesday's terror attack in Tel Aviv, which killed four, wounded five others. Police captured him Thursday in the West Bank town of Yatta. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the suspect a collaborator with the two Palestinian cousins from Yatta who carried out Wednesday's attack. Both are in police custody. As promised, Israel has suspended travel permits for 83,000 Palestinians in response during the holy month of Ramadan. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu is said to be in good health and still campaigning for re-election ahead of the August 11th general election, despite local media reports that poor health had forced him to seek medical attention in neighboring South Africa. Meantime, the main opposition has questioned President Lungu's recent declaration of assets, a key demand in the Constitution for all aspiring candidates. This is VOA News. Former World Bank economist Pedro Kuczynski has won the closest presidential contest in Peru in five decades. With all the votes counted, the electoral board said Kuczynski received 51.1% compared to 49.9% for Keiko Fujimori, daughter of imprisoned ex-president Alberto Fujimori. Kuczynski has promised to invest in infrastructure projects and lower sales taxes to revive economic growth that has slowed with tumbling mineral prices. In U.S. politics, President Obama has endorsed Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton after meeting with her rival Bernie Sanders. That happened Thursday in a bid to unite the party and defeat the controversial Republican nominee Donald Trump. Mr. Obama made the endorsement in a videotape remark released by the Clinton campaign.
Look, I know how hard this job can be. That's why I know Hillary will be so good at it. In fact, I don't think there's ever been someone so qualified to hold this office. She's got the courage, the compassion, and the heart to get the job done.
White House says President Obama will campaign with Clinton for the first time during an appearance in Wisconsin next week. Mr. Obama carried that state in both general elections when he ran for president. The Obama endorsement came after a one-hour White House meeting with Sanders, who says he will compete in a primary in Washington, D.C. Tuesday and will continue to push issues central to his campaign up until the Democratic convention in July. Donald Trump tweeted Thursday, "Obama just endorsed crooked Hillary. He wants four more years of Obama, but nobody else." Thousands of people from all walks of life, all faiths, attended a traditional Muslim funeral Thursday for Muhammad Ali. The boxing legend, who was known by billions around the world, died last week at the age of 74 after a long fight against Parkinson's disease.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
His service was held in the same place in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, where he fought his first professional match in 1960, shortly after the gold medal triumph at the Summer Olympics in Rome. Worshippers and admirers called Ali the true face of Islam, one that promotes peace and tolerance of all people and all faiths. Ali will be remembered again today at a public interfaith memorial service in Louisville. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton and comedian Billy Crystal will deliver eulogies.
That's the latest world news from VOA.